Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for physical therapists nationwide. An exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619.
This is the PT Pintcast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer. Bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pintcast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
The next episode of the PT Pintcast starts right now. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. We're doing a half pint with executive producer for the PT Pintcast, Rachel German, a third-year student at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee, which is where she is right now, sitting on her couch drinking Gale's Pale Ale.
Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. We skipped already the first question, which is always the hardest. I can see you're drinking Gale's Pale Ale. I'm going with a present we got from our birthday party, which you could not attend because you were... which you should talk about school about. You should be allowed to fly out of town for birthday parties. I'm drinking a mint chocolate stout from Perennial Artesian Ale. This is from our program director at Marymount University, Scott Donovan. Thank you for the large bottle of the mint chocolate stout. So cheers to you for coming on the show for this half pint.
Yes. Well, thanks for having me. I have no influence over who you choose to interview.
That's correct. So we do these half pint interviews. These are kind of like very, very short, quick, and to the point, kind of about something that maybe needs to be reported on in between newscasts for Spinal Tap News, but it's not long enough for a full-length episode, a full-length pint, so we do the half pint. Think of it more like an Irish car bomb. Half a beer, a couple of shots, and we're done.
I like that.
So what are we talking about today? We're talking about something that you're big into. You're really big into student politics, and I am allergic to student politics. I'm allergic to politics in general, but you kind of have your finger on the pulse. Now, you are not officially connected with any of the student assembly organizations, right? But you kind of consult with them.
Yeah, we'll call it consulting.
You're kind of in the know with a lot of stuff, but you're kind of on the outside, which gives you freedom to talk about and do stuff. So what are we doing? We're doing a movement to increase student communication between states and between state and national organizations. Has this been done before?
Every student who's a member of the APTA is a member of the student assembly.
Which is what? Because explain it to some people, because as PT students, we got a million things coming at us. And I think it's kind of a disservice. By the time you're a third year student, I think I was starting to kind of get how things worked. And some students are more politically active than others. And I wasn't terribly politically active, but I did like going to conferences because I like people and happy hours, but there is politics going on behind the scenes. So explain this whole student assembly. What is it?
Okay, so student assembly. As a member of the APTA, we are automatically members of the student assembly. The student assembly is just a subgroup of the APTA, has its own board of directors, and it's entirely comprised of PT and PTA students. Because you're automatically a member, you are basically invited to any student assembly events. You can participate in any discussions as long as you're an APTA member. And we do elect our own student assembly board of directors. That happens every year in National Student Conclave. There's project committees. There are core ambassadors. That's all part of the student assembly. And then under that, every state also has the option to create their own student special interest groups. So while student special interest groups are state level, just like state components, like the APTA requires state components, student assembly also can have student special interest groups. It's just a way for students to connect to each other. It's kind of the subgrouping of the APTA where they stick us.
And we should point out that the National Student Conclave is coming up in Miami very, very shortly. It's coming up on the 27th, 28th, and 29th in Miami, Florida. So I'm excited because you're going to be there and I'm going to be there and lots of other students are going to be there. Just real quick, because I didn't realize this as a student until I was closer to graduating, talk just quickly in terms of size of the student section of the APTA versus other sections of the APTA. I think this is an important component.
The numbers right now, the current numbers are sitting around, we're about 24,000 members.
The students, the students.
Just the student assembly. APTA is about 90,000, so if you do that math...
I'm crappy at math, Rachel. Can you do that for me?
We're approximately one-third of the APTA. So if you look at that statistic,
I mean, the best part about what I'm about to say is there's no FCC. That's a big fucking deal. That's a big deal. You're approximately, as a student, you've never drawn a paycheck as a paid physical therapist, and you are one third of the American Physical Therapy Association. So that's a big deal. So what are you doing now with this this big group, this gigantic group, the largest group of the APTA? How are you organizing these people and why?
You and I had talked about RC-11 a while ago.
And just and recap on that real quick.
All right. So RC-11 was this, it's a motion brought
like
to
a
the
bill. I'm just a bill on Capitol Hill. Right. One of those.
So this motion was designed basically to highlight student debt. Physical therapy student debt is a problem. We're all sitting like, I'm going to be sitting on six figures. So what the motion said, it charged the APTA board of directors to investigate and come up with some solutions, both short-term and long-term, to help mitigate student debt.
Now, the APTA student board of directors or the big, big, big head honcho APTA board of directors?
That is the big, big head honcho APTA board of directors.
Right, so that's a little more weight than, no offense to the students, but that's a little more weight than the student board of directors.
Correct.
So you're pretty much saying that, hey, we've got a lot of debt. We're the APTA. Can't we throw our weight around and help the students, who make up, again, one-third, who are eventually going to graduate and have to repay this money, can we help them out with this debt problem? If so, let's investigate how.
Right. The motion, it existed. A group of students saw that it existed, and we were like, oh, hey, maybe we should do something about it. We created a petition to support the motion, and we wrote, like, a letter basically saying, as students, we support, we want this motion passed, we believe that this is a huge problem in our profession, and here's why. That was something where we saw a huge student voice. We got, I think, 2,451 signatures, not that I know that number by heart, in just under 2 weeks. And that was all because students jumped on board all across the nation. We had signatures from 49 states. So that was huge. So we found out that even though we don't really have a vote in the House of Delegates, we do have a really strong voice as students.
All right. So what's coming up at National Student Conclave in Miami for the first time ever?
Well, for the first time ever, there will be a business meeting held.
Okay. That sounds like something you would be involved in, but not so much. I'll be at the bar waiting. You do the business meeting, but what's going on for this student assembly business meeting at National Student Conclave? First of all, when is it and what's going to go on there?
So the student assembly business meeting, it's actually called the General Membership Meeting and Swearing In of Officers, which we've kind of been abbreviating GMM because I don't know how else to abbreviate that. Saturday, the 29th at 6 p.m. And it's an open mic. So anyone can come to the mic. You can bring motions because
I do like open mics though.
So any member of the student assembly, so not Jimmy, but any member of the student assembly can come to the mic and bring up topics for discussion. So a group of students coming out of RC-11 really thought there are ways that we can really empower our student assembly board. And because we saw what happened at House of Delegates, we're like, hey, this would be really cool if we could bring motions to our student assembly board of directors. And there is precedent set by this. The medical student section of the AMA does it. So this is how they create their policies. This is how they get their student assembly board to do things, or their equivalent of that.
So for the first time, you're having that the student assembly having the business meeting at National Student Conclave in Miami, 6 p.m. on Saturday the 29th. This is fantastic. Why should you bother going?
So you should bother going because what we're really trying to do, and the Student Assembly Board, we've been collaborating with the Student Assembly Board of Directors to really make sure that the motions that we're presenting are really in line with the Student Assembly goals and really places we want to see the Student Assembly go. A lot of us joke like, okay, well, why are you a member of the APTA? And we're not a member of the APTA because we have like discounted continuing ed. Like that's
right, not
a
reason.
Like, right, because we take 19 credits a semester. So why do we need it? But the reason we are a member is because we get to meet other motivated students. We get to start having conversations. And those conversations are pretty powerful because that's how you start. And if we could start these conversations now, the possibilities are basically endless because you're learning how to communicate before you even leave. And then maybe you don't have divisions once you're out.
The fact that you're one third of the APTA means that you should have a voice. And now that we're having an open mic at this business meeting, and again, National Student Conclave in Miami, 6 p.m. on Saturday the 29th. If you don't show up and say anything, if you don't show up and try, you can't bitch later when things don't go your way. That's how I've learned my entire life. If you aren't the squeaky wheel, you can't bitch. So at least show up and say something, or at least show up and hear what everybody else is saying to see if it's in line with what you're thinking and what you're feeling. Show up.
Yeah, and actually, that's a perfect lead-in, because the hashtag for the movement is WeArePT. So it's hashtag WeArePT on Twitter. And the idea is to really get everyone on kind of on that same page about open communication. One of the motions is actually for the Student Assembly Board of Directors to investigate a creating a Student Assembly House of Delegates, which precedent is also set by the Medical Student Section on that. They hold a General Assembly.
And what would that do?
So Student Assembly House of Delegates would essentially allow student delegates from 50 states to come bring motions to our Student Assembly Board of Directors, and we would have representation from across all 50 states. So it would be the starting point for everyone to start talking to each other and maybe come up with some collaboration and figure out how to drive the Student Assembly forward. Because the vision statement for the APTA is to transform society, and that's huge.
Like, society's big, it's large, yes.
Right, that's a lot of work, but as one-third of the APTA, we could be a really driving factor in that.
So what are the pieces? What does someone need to do besides showing up and at least listening or sharing your two cents?
If you are attending a National Student Conclave, which a very small percentage, if we're looking at it realistically, a very small percentage of students attends, if you show up to that business meeting, that would be fantastic. Get on the mic, or at least, like you said, sit there and listen. Listen to what other students are saying. Listen to where the profession is going, because that's where it starts, is with us. But if you can't make it, because I know a lot of people can't, support the conversation on social media. You're going to use the hashtag WeArePT. But the other part is that if you are really on board with this movement, the important part is to tell your friends and get them to pledge.
Spread
so we actually, we figured out how to create a pledge map, which kudos to Sean Sabak, who is updating the pledge map. So really make them work. It's on the website under the motions tab, and you can pledge to support the movement, whether it's by attending the meeting, supporting conversation on social media, or talking about it within your state. That's how we can show. It's a great visual to show how students across the nation are.
And what website is that on?
It's wearept.wordpress.com.
So wearept.wordpress.com. Again, the meeting is going to be at National Student Conclave, 6 p.m. on Saturday the 29th in Miami, Florida. It will be warm there. We will have beers. Not at the meeting, probably just after that meeting. But if you can't be there, you can still get involved. Follow the hashtag wearept. And again, you've got student interest group leaders. You've got core ambassadors. These are students who volunteer their time. They want to get involved. They want to do some stuff. Make these people work. But again, get involved and just pledge your support on that website, wearept.wordpress.com.
Yes. And by the way, Virginia is in the lead right now.
I don't want to brag, but I live in Virginia.
That's where Maryland is. I live in Wisconsin, so I have to...
Well, cool. More information we always have online at ptpintcast.com. Just click on the blog section there, and we will have a full recap of this Half Pint or Irish Car Bomb episode with Rachel German.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
The PT Pintcast. We stand for life, liberty, and beer. Plus, you know, physical therapy and stuff.
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.